Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Dread Podcast Network.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey. Welcome back to another episode of Girl That's Scary. It's Jazz the 40-ounce connoisseur and...
It's Cat Daddy. What's up, y'all? We in this thing? I don't know what's happening.
Okay. We know what's happening. Cat is turned up low-key, high-key, and we're here with another GTS review, y'all. And this time, it's a Patreon pick.
Hey.
Listen, and... Our patrons, we put a lot of fun, like, summary shark movies in there, but the overwhelming result, the overwhelming win was Deep Blue Sea. And yes.
Yep, that's literally the answer. And yes, I have seen this movie so many times. And every time I see this movie, it's like the first time. Because for some reason, I keep putting it out of my brain. That's not saying I dislike it.
Oh, my God.
But it's like, I don't remember anything. Like, I remember bits and pieces. I remember it, like, I'm like, damn, I remember Samuel Jackson being dressed like a straight-up gentleman. I don't even know what that means, but he's like a plastic man. He's doing it.
He's dressed like a math teacher. That's what he's dressed like.
We love to see it. This wig is crazy. It's out of control. There's so much chaos happening in the movie. And then Jasmine reminds me, like, yeah, you know, there's a song that LL Cool J did. I was like, bitch, I put all of this shit out of my brain until this last watch. And I will never watch this video, ever.
I'm going to post it on the GTS Twitter page when this episode comes out, if I can remember. And if I don't remember and you hear this, be like, hey, Jasmine, what about that LL Cool J video? So that I can post there. Hell is a place. There are synchronized dancers, underwater dancers. Like, they're swimmers. They're dancing and shit. And it's LL Cool J. He's all in the water. It's so dramatic. There is, like, a string set, I believe, like an orchestra playing. I was like, this is somebody paid money. Was it Warner Brothers? Was it Warner Brothers?
Most
Deepest,
likely.
Bluest. My hat is like a shark fin. My hat.
It's
like,
the 99. I'm screaming. Please. It's the 99-2000s. LL Cool J has been that, period. And, you know, it was a time. So I would not be surprised if they backed this. Deep Blue Sea, like, y'all, let's rock. That was actually a bomb. Okay.
Something
Fatty
like a
Girl.
Oh, no, Fatty Girl definitely was a hit. Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. LL had hits, but this one was not one of them. And I just imagine that there's a New York fitted on someone's head and it's just coming through the water. Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait.
No. Fatty Girl. That was a good time.
You know what? The New York fitted was gonna break through the surface like a fitted bitch.
Yes. It's just gonna, you're done, 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 done. It's a New York
I'm
fitted.
I'm sick. All right. Anyways, this movie was a time, came out in 1999. Did not mean for any of those things to rhyme, but here we are.
Okay. There was a lot of rhymes going back in there, too. Yeah, it was, this is a 99-2000 movie, and it feels like it. The action, some of the random explosions, some of the things that don't physically make any fucking sense. But it doesn't matter because I love this movie because I love sharks. And any kind of shark movie, I don't care if it's real sharks, fake sharks, CGI sharks, two-headed sharks, Santa Jaws, any kind of shark movie, I usually am willing to give it at least one chance. I was a kid who would sit with my brother, and when Shark Week came, who was on the Discovery Channel watching them sharks do all kinds of cool shit and just be out here. I love sharks. Yep.
Shark Week is always a move, okay? Discovery, when Discovery Program had that Shark Week on, shout out to families getting a little extra coin and being able to afford cable because a luxury, bitch.
Listen, we ain't have it all the time, but.
No, but the times we did have it.
Ooh. Okay.
Come on. Yes. Please. Somebody got the discount. They got the promotion. That's why we're here right now. I love that. Deep Blue Sea, if you were feeling nostalgic and you just want to be like, hey, y'all, I'm going to pause this and go ahead and run this shit through my brain for whatever reason. It's an hour and 45 minutes of your time. So prep yourself. Yeah, it's currently on HBO. Yeah. No. We can shave off at least 20 minutes, 20 to 30 minutes, if we want to be honest. It's on HBO Max. It's streaming on HBO Max right now. So if you're able to get up in there and get that code or get a, you know, a trial, HBO Max got a couple movies on there. They got a couple throwbacks on there. They had a couple of Robin Williams movies on there that I was like, oh.
I didn't pull up because one day I want to watch Taxi Driver because I've never seen that movie. And, you know, the cult classics, I want to see because I just never watched movies like that.
Yeah.
Outside of horror movies as a kid. And also, you know, general black cinema, like I watched all those movies, not all of them, but a good chunk.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I'm trying to catch up, fill the gap with the movies that were not horror that came out because I have not seen a good chunk of them. So I was like, let me just Taxi Driver. I want to see that. You know, some thrillers. I started Dressed to Kill, but I did not finish it. So I'm gonna go back and finish that later.
A series like I know this is not related to what y'all didn't press play on, but.
Yep.
A series that, so anyways, because my computer keeps thinking that I'm trying to talk to them instead of talking to everybody else, I have now in my mind erased myself and accidentally forgot what the fuck I was going to talk about. So either or, Deep Blue Sea, this what the fuck we talking about, it's a movie. It's, if you're into that sort of thing, which is the scores of the movies, it got a 5.9 out of 10 on IMDb and a 59% on Rotten Tomato. And then I saw it was like a 54% on TV Guide. Girl, how nostalgic.
Okay, because I'm like, TV Guide has a rating system?
Never even knew we were still here. I just talked about how much I missed that scrolling screen. And now I know that they've gone from sending us magazines in the mail and stuff to giving online guides. I'm so excited that TV Guide is still with us.
Okay, yeah, that's refreshing to hear. Go ahead, TV Guide. So yeah, we're here to talk about Deep Blue Sea, guys. Y'all, that's what you hit play on. This movie is, I feel like this movie is chaotic good, although it is a bit too long. It does not need to be as long as it is, but I usually watch it in the background anyway, so it doesn't fucking matter that it's an hour and 45 minutes, because I'm not like, oh, I want to watch a really good movie right now. Let me hit play on Deep Blue Sea and like get in tune to this fucking high level movie. No, this is like, I want to see some sharks bite a few motherfuckers. All right. That's all.
These animals were roaming through the halls at one point of this movie, like fucking animatronics in the Jumanji film. And I was here for it because I was like, is this believable? Like, I don't even know. I don't even want to test this, but you know what? Fucking dog, we here. Before we throw a spoiler alert on it, I will say that I did like, although despite the sharks looking chaotic at times for various reasons, whether it was enjoyable or the CGI was way too cranked up to the left, I did like that they had like the realistic features of how all the teeth of sharks are like going all different ways. And they sometimes look like really menacing because that's just how they face be looking. And that's just how their hand was dealt. I like that they really encaptured that when they were trying to portray these sharks. That was a positive that I had to say about the film.
Okay. My positive is that they just kind of was like, fuck it. The sharks do whatever we said they can do. And I was like, all right. They just went backwards, bet. Okay.
Fair. That definitely makes all the sense. I think a part of what the thing I was trying to do before the computer tried to communicate with us mid-conversation was read like the IMDb bio before we go in here and like lay the smacketh down on it. I don't know where that came from since I haven't watched wrestling in a while.
Wildly enough, I thought of Project Pat because Lay the Smackdown is the album.
Period. Searching for a cure to Alzheimer's disease. A group of scientists on an isolated research facility become the prey as a trio of intelligent sharks fight back. First of all, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Spoiler alert. I ain't spoiled nothing, but the moral of this story was humans need to leave nature alone. We need to mind our own fucking business.
Nature's scary.
That's it really is. It is. And you know what? Just because I talk about this shit all the time on this podcast and real life when I'm doing rambles, I feel like just because humans have the ability to do things doesn't mean we have to actually act on it. I think that our brains are so powerful and we are so blessed to be able to create the things that we create and be as curious as we are. But just because we have the ability to do these things doesn't mean that we have to actually act on it. Like, you know, like for one, gassing up the mental capacity of a shark to now the shark is like, bitch, this is what I'm really about to do. Since you really didn't gas me up, I'm about to give you an aha moment. And you're trapped underwater with the sharks. I don't think you thought this through, baby.
They didn't think this through. No, they did not.
I'm gonna slide in really quickly and talk a bit about our characters because we have a gaggle of people in this film that are all familiars. If you are not familiar with these people, I'm gonna need you to get on somebody's internet, preferably Beyonce's, and get yourself together. But we have Carter Blake. We really, after we get in past our initial scene of this couple, you know, a couple group of folks, they out here sexing it up outside and this shit gets crazy. It goes real left. As we expect, because come on now, you got to get thrown into the movie. You got the sex off top. Next thing you know, they splash in the water and the sharks just really, well, they do what, you know, I expect a shark to do. I understand sharks don't always do that. So that's not fair to put that label on sharks. But also at the same time, girl, what the hell are you talking about? I expect a shark to eat me as soon as I slap into the water.
Yeah. And they said they usually don't really like to taste the humans, but they be thinking humans be fish. But sharks will eat your ass, you know, or it doesn't matter if they don't eat you. If they injure you enough, you still gonna die whether they decide to eat you or not. That would be so fucking tragic. Say you minding your business and hanging out here, and the shark is like, oh, wow, I'm about to bite you. It's a big ass fish. Ooh, this is nasty. And just leave you there bleeding to death.
How embarrassing that you are not wanted by this sea creature. Also, the ocean is scary. So now you're scared and embarrassed. This is sad. And you're not at the shore.
Yeah, and I'm going down to a watery grave because they're in the middle of the ocean studying the sharks. The girl is already arguing with Samuel L. Jackson in the beginning, talking about some, I need this research because my father didn't remember anything and I had to keep breaking to him that our mom was dead because he kept asking if my mom was home. First of all, bitch, why the fuck you keep traumatizing your daddy? If he not going to remember anyway, why do you keep telling him your mama dead?
Dr. Susan McAllister?
Yes.
Ugh, that's the pain spill. In my side.
The pain. Like, girl, why don't you just say she's at home, she couldn't come? And he can be like, okay, why do you keep, if he keeps forgetting, why every time you visit, yet mom's dead? What kind of daughter are you? You're an asshole.
Yeah. I mean, but that plays out in multiple parts of the movie. She's very self-centered. I do understand that she has a goal that she's trying to reach and she's really trying to get the research out there and, you know, just really like, I get it for science. I get it. But like I said, just because we have the ability to do the things doesn't mean we shouldn't do it. And then after we did it, like she couldn't, it was like the accountability factor. Like she was very much like, no, don't kill him. Like there was a part where Carter, Tom, played by Thomas Jane, had the opportunity to take one of the three sharks out. And she was like, no! And like showing her whole ass about it. I'm sorry, everybody, it's yelling in your ears. I just showed her whole ass about it. And I was just like, ooh, bitches like you ain't, why ain't never ever gonna be better. And then everything went super left right after.
It definitely gives as above, so below when the girl was like, we got to go past this thing for research. And now we're all in hell. Thanks.
Literally.
Although I love that movie.
I need to rewatch that movie. Yep. We're on the same page. It's a really good movie just to throw in the background. This is everyone's friendly reminder to watch As Above, So Below sometime soon. If you've never seen it, oh boy, you're in for a treat.
Yeah. Once you get underground, it's a fucking wrap. But yeah, she's just like, I just don't care. I don't do. And I'm like, well, girl, we already got the research. So a few things that I already said off rip, they about to shut down, you know, the thing. And that's why they arguing. That's why Samuel Jackson's up here. Because we got to prove this shit is making money for this investment. Because I can't. This shit has to be mad expensive. Clearly, you got to pay this crew. You got all these people. You got these sharks. You got this high tech ass shit that probably doesn't exist in real life. But movie wise, it exists and you're using it. That's fine. But there's a lot of money into this. But the research, because they show you the research real, like, pretty quick. Like, when we get, like, 30 minutes, 35 minutes in, you know, by the time Samuel Jackson get down here and they show, oh, my God, it's firing. Like, we get to all this point because they show him around Aquatica and shit. And the acting is, the line delivery is chaotic. But they're showing the thing. And I'm like, medicine-wise, you got this shark solution. You use a shark brain and you put it with the, you know, whatever. And you put it directly, you know, they put it in the sharks first and then extracted it and then put it on the, you know, damaged brain cell and it started firing again. And I'm like, bruh, I don't know if it would have just magically started showing results at this point. I feel like you had to have some kind of result that was leaning to this. And I feel like this, that's huge. That is a huge amount of, that's a big breakthrough. I feel like a pharmaceutical company would have easily spent a whole lot of bread on this. I just can't even believe that you're arguing about funding. I mean, and I'm like, 1999? No, y'all won't even in a recession either, I don't think. No, I can absolutely see a pharmaceutical company with endless funds giving y'all money to pay so they can make an Alzheimer's pill. I found it really unbelievable that she was even arguing with this person.
I agree, but also I'm like, let me know if I'm tripping. Do we actually know exactly what point of the world these people, like Aquatica, is located in? Like, do we? I can't remember. We heard coordinates.
We just in the water. We in the water, bro. That's all I got.
Understood. Pending where they are and who, like, is, like, the local jurisdiction, I can kind of see, like, you know, like, if you were in California, maybe, like, you know, they would have a squad of people who would actually, you know, they care about those kind of things. You know, I don't know, versus, like, Texas, and that's not saying nothing about Texas, but I just know, like, closer to some of them color states, some shit really just be rocking left and anything be happening. But either or, I'm with you. I too don't understand why this was such a big deal, but, you know, for the sake of the story, we're gonna go with it. The thing that really had me fucked up is the character that Samuel Jackson was playing, and they really gassed him up. His character had, like, this awesome-ass background. I would really just like to be focused on his story of survival and the shit he had to go through. Pretty sure that story that had, what he was talking about had something to do with cannibalism.
The ice ain't no way moves so fast. You think you fast, the ice is fast. I'm like, where is this coming from? Your traumatized ass story? Because, I mean, I'm sure you've been through the depths of hell. Because apparently he went, like, mountain climbing or something. And it was trapped up there or some shit. Because L. Cool J immediately with his sassy ass tells him, ooh, bitch, that's not even for niggas. I don't even know why your ass was up there. You need to keep your ass. I'm like, first of all, you just met him. What is your problem, Preach? Relax.
When he said that, I was like, hey, young. My first question out loud was like, not, well, obviously when I first saw this or one of this rewatch was, who wrote this? Like, because I'm not even going to hold you. I can hear someone saying that, like, blah, 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 blah. But we do those kind of things too. So I just, but I'm also crying like, bitch, why is this existing? And at the same time, I'm like, you know what? I still want to know what happened on that mountain. Like, did somebody eat each other? Because y'all said two people didn't make it, but you didn't really say what happened to the two people.
They probably got ate or froze.
My kneecaps. Okay, because here's the thing, right? I thought about this. If you really, like, I feel like there are so many ways you could crank up this story, right? Because I know my sick ass watching this movie while thinking about Russell Franklin, Mr. Franklin's story, before he is snatched up off the plank by sharks. Bitch, what? Like, just out of nowhere? How chaotic was that? But really focusing on, like, so I know there was cannibalism in this avalanche story. You ain't got to tell. What if they got trapped underground, they never made it to Preach, and they added cannibalism to this story? You think I got a problem? I do. Never mind.
All right. Well, they did put some, they mentioned it a few times. It's not like, you know, they only mentioned it once in passing. They made it a bit, kind of a big deal. And then he gets this big ass dramatical speech, which makes sense. And again, like you said, the shark literally bites him. And then what makes it really fucked up is the shark that bites him is very computery in comparison to the kill we just seen like 10 minutes, 15 minutes prior, where someone got their arm bit off because they didn't die immediately. They got the, it was so dramatic. They got their arm bit off because, again, we're at the point we got the research. They showing it, it's firing. And then they forget that the shark said, bitch, I'm not fucking with you hoes. And literally breaks, like swims around and bites someone's arm off, breaks loose, fires off, and swims and escapes into the water. So now you got to call the fucking evac. Like, we got to get the people on the fucking helicopter, Jake. So because this person, we're in a hot, we're not in a hospital. You know, their yeah. arm is off. They're going to bleed to death. We got to get some shit together. Listen, so they got to send Whitlock out and the helicopters. This is thing. The storm is coming. And they mentioned the storm beforehand because it was sunny outside. And it was like, oh, it's a storm 30 miles out. So we know. And then they're playing, it's going to be a sunshiny day. I'm like, why are you playing this when you know it's about to rain, bitch? Don't be silly like that. But anyway.
Trying to be fake ass ironic.
Girl. And I was like, all right, well, either way, the storm is here beating everyone's ass. So they trying to pull him up. And the shark says, that's my meal. And bites the motherfucker, pull, like the helicopter go down, shit blowing up. And then you don't see Whitlock for a while. And once everybody is gets into like the safe place and they close the joint, they look at it is Samuel Jackson. Can someone tell me what that is? And then the screen zooms in to the shark fly, like swimming very quickly. And I learned that sharks can swim about 50 feet per second. Excuse me?
I will never.
Because I had to look that shit up. I was so in awe. I was like, what you mean they can swim that fast? I was like, that's a lie. Let me look it up. No, it's not a lie. Hell no. Hellno.com. That motherfucker starts swimming and throws Whitlock at the fucking glass, and the glass somehow is cracked now and it's breaking. So now everybody has to run from the CGI water that's about to sweep their ass up. So now the facility is flooding. The research is probably fucking lost, or almost at something. You've lost a lot of research at this point where you could have just killed a shark. And because if you rebuild the proteins, whatever you have now is firing. You could sell this right now.
Like this, you should have just took care of this shit a long. Obviously, you wouldn't have a movie, but they should have just took care of that shit a long time ago. Truly, honestly.
Yeah. Well, now we're here with super smart sharks. Super smart sharks.
And I keep calling them Daddy Skarsgård. That's who played Whitlock. Stellan Skarsgård, Alexander Skarsgård, Daddy. He played a dad on Pirates of the Caribbean. I know he's played all those other roles, but the patriarch of the Skarsgård family.
Okay. All right. Well, now I'm looking at the screen. This water is definitely CGI during the storm, like the water ocean part. And I'm like, and the ropes look, the elevator looks CGI for no reason. Why are you even showing us? We could see that the elevator's going up. I don't know why. You know, there was inserts of CGI. Now, again, in the year of 1999, this probably looked great. And then I'm not watching it on like a 4K or HD TV. I'm watching it on a big back TV. It looked fine back then.
Yeah, it sure right now, did.
Yeah, right now it's showing a little bit. And I'm like, her slip is showing. Yeah. Her slip is showing. No, really.
Yes, it is.
We can see the lace, the white lace right at the bottom. Like,
she should have wore black today.
Your track is showing, baby.
The track fell out. Oh, no. A couple of kills I felt kind of sad for. Brenda. Her ass was just in a tower minding her business. Brenda times the helicopter dudes. Because these sharks were showing their ass, they brought the whole helicopter down. The helicopter crashed, like Jazz says, into the tower, instantly killing Brenda. Thank goodness she had the quick death. Because it looked real painful. Lots of fire. Helicopter people, everybody just blew up. They didn't even show up for work for that shit today. Once again, on the job. And then, also, Preach's parrot. I felt really bad. For the parrot, I thought that was some bullshit. You know, Preach was just, you know, fumbling and tumbling in the damn kitchen. And, you know, the Reeboks was slipping off the damn shelf. I understand. But you trying to reach for the damn bird, you should just let the bird be. And now the bird is a snack. I felt bad for the Iago. I can't remember the bird's name, but I'm going to name it Iago like Aladdin.
Wow. Okay. I forgot what the bird was because he just kept calling the motherfucker bird. And then he was like, hey, yo, he kept threatening to cook the motherfucker. And he just kept saying fat butt, and he just kept saying bird. I'm sure that it probably had a name, but But even still, he was like, you ate my Petey bird. Petey Pablo.
I would name a bird Petey Pablo.
Everybody raise your head. Sorry. I just thought of drumline. That was that performance sucked. I'm sorry.
Inaudible. Actually, it was one of the best performances I saw. You love it. I don't know what the fuck he's saying.
I have no idea what he's saying.
I mean, this is so hard. When that motherfucker car pull up in that all white outfit, clean. The group everybody just start dancing. I know we're supposed to be talking about Deep Blue Sea, but iconic scene in drumline.
I mean, you know, we're going to talk about what's relevant to this conversation. Right now, Petey Pablo is relevant. Take your shirt off and twist around your head. It's been like a helicopter.
Petey Pablo the parrot.
Well, the parrot is gone. He's a snack. Mm. And then we got Preach in the oven and shit. And he's like somehow breaking through, which, yeah, but I don't know how he had the, you know, force and space.
Passed out.
Yeah, that maybe didn't make a lot of sense. But he came out and he blew up the shark somehow with the gas from the oven. And, you know, he made it through. He came through. He helped the other people because they're all flooding because they just lose somebody because they're climbing up the ladder. Why the ladder break and slide down? So the girl, I believe her name is Janice, who we meet at the beginning, who's talking to talking to Samuel Jackson. And she falls into the water and they're trying to, like, get her. And they cannot reach her. And by the time they finally reach her, the shark bites her fucking legs and shit off. I was like,
oh. It boosts her ass to the top. I was screaming.
Just to get grabbed and split the fuck up dead.
I'm just all because McAllister would not let Carter kill that shark. Like, this is all the things I think about. I'm really not understanding. Also, Scoggins, played by Michael Rapaport. That's the sentence.
That guy.
I see his face. I know it's going left as a character. He plays the same character in every movie. Also, shaky human. That's all I'm going to say.
Trust me, because I'm trustworthy.
Was really glad it was over.
Michael Rapaport is not trustworthy. I'm sorry.
He's not.
Mm-mm. If I see him, definitely crossing the street. Anyway, well, he dies anyway. He does unlock the door for them and gets them to the next level of this excursion, but he gets eaten. Right after he unlocks the door, he's like, we did it. Every time it's some Victoria shit, like, yeah, we did it. Right after they celebrate, a shark comes up and is like, you did not, you know, you didn't do it. Got your ass. And I was like, oh my God, y'all need to stop celebrating. This is a fucking pattern. Like, why do you keep doing it? Also, one thing I want to talk about that I noticed was all the fucking fake ass, generic ass R&B pop that was playing in the background often. What the fuck was that? That was a choice. And I'm like, none of y'all seem like y'all would listen to any of this kind of music. And that's not because, oh, you're white or something. It's just that it doesn't fit you, like, you know, tight ass fucking scientist. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Honestly, I just was trying to go with it. I was nodding like that Jay-Z gif, like, okay, cool. Like, I see how this shit was slapping back in the back because you can't really tell if these are real songs or not, given the time they came out. So you're like, are these computer songs? Are these real? I don't know. Just here.
It's just, also, movies where Samuel L. Jackson is the voice of reason, really. You know, we know this movie is chaotic.
Own
thing. But again, everything is blowing up. Everybody's dying. Everything is flooding. And being underwater is dangerous as fuck. That's why I love underwater movies. Because even if no outside supernatural shark threat is happening, just if you were to spring a leak of some sort.
Oh, no.
That would be scary because now you're getting flooded, the pressure, you got to swim up, you have tanks, oxygen, everything like that, especially with a good chunk of the facility being destroyed anyway. Kind of reminds me of Underwater. Have you seen that?
With Kristen Stewart? I don't think I've seen Underwater. It reminded me of a completely different movie that probably has that same concept. And if I did see Underwater, it's probably a movie I saw bits and pieces of and then put it out of my brain. You know how that goes.
Yeah, I believe it's on HBO Max. I watched Underwater.
Oh yeah.
Recently. Granted, it does the, you know, underwater explosion shit, you know, shit popping off a little bit better because it has better CGI and more, I think, a far bigger budget and everything. But that shit was scary. We don't even know what's going on. All we know is boom, shit is moving, and now we're deep underwater and the pressure is beating our ass. That's all you need. Flooding water, disgusting. But yeah, we're here with the sharks, girl, who are much faster in water. And there's electrical shit. Yes, and there's electrical shit. Also, there's a point where the girl, she electrocutes a shark, but she's standing in her bra and panties. And I know she's standing on her boots and shit because they're rubber. So she's trying, or some boots, so she's not trying to get electrocuted. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, this was a scene. I did like
that. That was a choice.
Yeah, I like the shark got electrocuted, but.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
All right.
Yep.
That was,
It was very forced. It was very forced, and we unfortunately had to go on the ride. Yeah, that's exactly how I thought about it. One thing, I don't know if anyone has had the chance to, I know sometimes, like, if you visit places in Virginia or other places around, if you're a U.S. person listening to this or been to the U.S., places where there's, like, some sort of naval bases. But if you've ever gone on a tour or a walkthrough of a naval ship, it's really, like, close down there in those quarters, like, It's real metallic-y as you think. Even if you ain't did all that and you done went to a museum or something, girl, it's crazy. So I'm thinking about this, watching them on this ship, and this shit is filling up. I'm sick. And then, Jazz, you thought about underwater. I actually thought about Poseidon Adventures, which came out in the 70s, I believe, but the remake was like Poseidon. I actually prefer the original to the remake. If you've never seen that movie, I'm not going to spoil it, but it's basically a group of people on a cruise liner or a giant boat, and it capsizes, and they have to make their way from, which essentially is the top to the bottom, because the bottom's at, you know, it's buoying in the water, but the boat is sinking. It's a giant ship, and they got to get to the top. Like I said, the newer one came out like the 90s, 2000s, but the old one, if you've ever seen that, let me know. My mom used to have me watching that shit with her all the time.
I've never seen that movie, and I would love to see it. This sounds
right. We should cover that.
I'm here. I feel like it's low-key sci-fi. It's something to do with STEM, water, marine biology, something. I don't know.
It stressed me out. Science. That's what I thought. I'm crying. That's dead-ass what I thought of, though, because, like, you're in this natural disaster type everything, which is essentially what's happening to these folks on this boat. In addition to, you got these smart ass sharks whooping your ass at every turn. And anytime, like Jazz said, you celebrating, the shark is like, grab my purse, bitch. And then they're just like taking you out in the most chaotic ways. Like, sometimes that practical effects is doing its thing. And sometimes the computer is really computing. Okay. Those computer sharks, although they looked crazy, the Windows 95 shark was entertaining to me. I know this movie came out in 99 and I said Windows 95, and we had a couple different versions since then. Mina Kier, the shark was really chaotic, but also entertaining. It looked like a cartoon, but also I've been on this nostalgic cartoon 90s trip anyway, so I don't really know what's happening. I do feel like Dr. Susan McAllister should have died a lot sooner. It blew me that eventually she decided to sacrifice herself in the end. Because damn near everybody still gets ate up by these fucking sharks. And she's like, bitch, you know what? The shark said it's trying to get out to open waters and we can't do that because we finally made it to the surface, baby. We made it through all these obstacles. But still the shark's trying to get out. So she decides to slit her wrist and become shark bait. And although I think this is admirable, I'm like, girl, all these people had to die first for you to finally decide. You had to literally lose your research. Because you electrocuted this shark to save your own ass because you let the shit go way too far for you to now decide 2 hours later you're going to sacrifice yourself. I'm tired. Mr. Samuel L. Jackson deserved better. He really lived through this cannibalistic avalanche situation to get ate up and disrespected by two sharks for your bitch ass to sacrifice yourself at the end. Ooh, these people always be tripping.
Literally for science. And I hate that. I hate that. Like, you doing all this for research, girl. I mean, it's never that serious. Not worth your life. But to them, I guess it is, because this sharks came and whooped your ass. Also, there's a lot of situations where people are not making the best decisions. Like, Preach, I don't understand how Preach even lived so many times. Because one time he was going, the bird was flying the other way. You going up the stairs and the water come down the stairs. And you like, I'm still going to peek up the stairs, although I see that water is somehow leaking from this thing. Why would you do that? That's stupid. It's just, and Preach get his ass bit up. Once they get to open water, it's just, the doctor is just Preach. And the main guy. What is his name? The Shark Wrangler. Carter, the Shark Wrangler, who was literally...
He was speaking Spanish at one point. I was like, he's fluent in Spanish?
I don't know if he was fluent. What he said or was very Portuguese? Basic.
No, I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
He was Spanish. Said, okay, I had the right language.
It was definitely Spanish, and it was very basic. He probably looked up a few phrases in a book.
They were trying to make it seem like this man was very worldly. Fluid, or maybe that's how, yep, maybe that. But what they were trying to portray, I ran away with it, because, of course, it's a 90s film. They don't have to do too much. Okay, he's speaking a couple lines of the language. Me, this motherfucker's the most, he speaks the best Espanol out of everybody in this movie.
Bruh, oh my God, I speak the third best Italian. I'm done.
Yep.
Well, it didn't, I mean, that skill did not pay off because he almost got ate by sharks. If him speaking any languages would not have helped, because the sharks are still beating their ass. And then you find out once most, like at least 3 to 4 of them are dead, the sharks were using them to flood the facility anyway. Which means that these sharks are not only do they swim backwards, they are smart. They can break through steel.
Steel with air quotes, because they realized that the humans who made the entire overwater, underwater facility half-assed it, because the steel was really only underwater when they had regular ass fencing at the top. But the sharks was already hip to the shit, so they was trying to sink the entire facility so the regular ass fence could come down so they could ram this shit. I said, nah, that's too much intelligence and reasons why we need to leave these animals alone.
Sharks are already very smart. Dolphins, smart. You know, monkeys, gorillas, apes, smart. Yep. Why are you doing... Because listen, I know that we like to think that humans are super smart, and humans are smart, but not in masses, okay? All of us are not that smart. You need to be careful, because these animals, if they get the upper hand on us, they gonna start beating our ass, especially animals. If they start mutating to get opposable thumbs, well, a lot of us are fucked, guys. They learn how to use tools.
It's over. Game shut down. Sorry. Damn. Lo siento.
Please, Well, the game is over, because now it's literally down to fucking Preach and Carter, because sis with shark bait, and she definitely got ate the fuck up.
Throw some condom on me. I said, bitch, get out of here. Like, literally, like, you could have just jumped in the water with saying nothing.
You are not cool enough to have a fucking action hero line right now after you caused all of this. Shut up. Just die quietly, okay? That's the least you could fucking
do. The bare minimum. Tried to still make it about herself. Very in line. Cool. I was like, girl, just jump in the water.
That is some prime activities. Some hashtag F6 times activities.
Absolutely. Yeah. I said, okay. Girl, okay.
Well, the shark comes up and still bites Preach, which sends me to hell. And he stabs it in the eye with his cross. Because Jesus. Loves to talk about Jesus all the time, which is fine. Also, I need to go back just 1 second. When it was the three of them flooded up trying to get up there, right? Why the fuck Preach start this dramatic ass
prayer?
He's the meanest motherfucker in the valley. Sir, I feel like Jesus was peeking through the clouds like Malcolm X. Like, what? What are you?
Peeking through the clouds. You know what? Maybe that's the relationship he got with his Lord. And save it, where he could just sit up here and be like, you know what?
Well, he made it.
You know what? Come as you are.
He made it. He was openly talking to God the whole time. Like, look, oh, all right. The irony. Wow. Okay. You put my life on the line. This is a test. It reminded me of us. This is a test from God. And I'm going to pass this test. I did not study, but I'm here on faith.
Period. Also, LL Cool J played himself in this movie.
As he does.
Except as a shark wrangler. Or chef who had to turn into a shark wrangler because he, of course, had to get a promotion at work he didn't sign up for.
Shit was tight. And, you know, we had to rise to the occasion of the needs of the business. And right now the business needs shark wranglers because everyone is dead. Please.
This is true. And he got up out of there. He made it. He didn't come out unscathed, terribly so. You know, I really hate that they try to make it seem like, damn, he had to go at the last millisecond. You ain't got to play with us like that. But I do like that LL Cool J made it to the end of this movie. A black man made it to the end of the Creature feature. and I am ecstatic. I wish he would have not got his lower half bit up by the shark. We didn't even have to do all that. He could have just, you know, shot that bitch and then just went on about his day. Like, I think he went through enough, you know, when his parrot was turned into a motherfucking snack, bitch. Like, I don't even think that was necessary. But I am happy he was able to make it home to his family eventually, because we really don't see that part, you know. We just see that it's a beautiful sunrise, sunset, or sun activity. And these folks have made it.
Brighter day, brighter day,
brighter day.
People are going to be like, they're going to turn this shit off. But yeah, they make it to the top and they're out here like, and they're thinking like, this shit is sinking. They have like, well, we're about to die. At least we're not about to get eaten by sharks right now. Or so you say, because a random another shark could come up. Y'all are in the water. Those are not the only sharks that exist, baby. Y'all have shook up the fish and shit. You know, they might be coming through. I don't know. So they're like, all right, we're resigned to death. And then because it was the weekend, this crew come back like, hey, we here. We was, oh, shit, what's going on? Morning shift is here. They're like, what the fuck is the facility, bro? And they're just sitting there like, please send help. Help us. They just get back on the boat. At least we're not going to die. They was like, look, it's the morning shift for the job. And they was like, I quit this job. You know, the early aughts, the 99-2000 early aughts, love the like ending line. I quit. That happened so 13 goes. It happened so many times. I quit. I'm not working this job no more. That's it. So many times. And, you know,
I
support
you.
It. I love watching people quit a job because horror on the clock.
And it could be a microaggression that is now a mega aggression, or, you know, the zombies ran through the door. It could be anything. This particular case was, these people was at work. They was minding their business. They accidentally did too much science stuff, way too much science. And, you know, the science experiment turned on your ass. Too much real life on the clock. Some of these people didn't even know what the fuck was going on. They was just out here minding their business on the other side of the ship. And, you know, somebody had to do too much and now they ruining the work shift for everyone else.
Literally. I would be so pissed. And then you know you're not about to get paid. So let's start here.
And you know you're not getting paid. You know you ain't getting no hazard pay.
Bruh. You know what? Also, we have a whole episode like this, horror on the clock. That is about people on a job and the wild shit start happening. We might need to cover that again. Because there's just so many movies where people be at work and then, like, how you at work and then sharks come attack you? He is a chef. He's a chef. Bitch, I would be so mad.
It's just the infinite questions of why? Why? You just keep playing that over and again.
Why y'all keep on doing this shit? Why?
Why? Why? You know I'll keep... Do it.
What would you do it way?
Shim shooby doo. Every fucking week. How is?
But no, why? Woo! Not at my job. You can go to fucking hell, bro. I'm not trying to die on the job. I already don't like getting up in the
morning. It's already bad enough. Girl, it's bad enough. Capitalism got your ass here in the first place. Bro, and then you had a nerve to really have sharks attack me. I was literally just fucking fixing omelets in the back, Breach. And the sharks is attacking. Like, first of all, you're flooding my space. What the hell's going on in this place? I know y'all not getting paid enough for this. I know you're not. Ugh, girl. Anyways, I'm not even going to hold you. I've never seen Deep Blue Sea 2. Yes, there is a 2 and a 3, y'all.
Yep.
The second movie came out in 2018. The third one came out in 2020. I've never seen either of them. I'm kind of curious to figure out what this train wreck is going to look like. If it's a train wreck anyways. Have you seen them?
No, I have not seen the sequels at all. And I want because shark movies are movies that I'm soft on if they're bad. As long as they're not boring. Because a bad movie that's boring, no. Take your balls to the walls and make sure the sharks are eating motherfuckers. I need to see it. Okay, So I definitely want to watch those two. I have, especially the third one, because I just cannot believe it exists.
I also cannot believe it exists, but you know, here we are all alone and we found these new information out and we love finding out things. So that tells y'all and us that this might be a thing sometime soon, probably on that Patreon, most likely.
Yeah, we cover these sequels because I need to know. Mm-hmm. I need to know how they are. Speaking of sequels, and this is just for everyone listening, I know that it's almost summertime, hence the movie. I watched I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer, and it was one of the worst things I've watched. Just want you guys to know that. Okay.
Okay. I don't think I saw that one. I think I saw the other ones, but not that one. I believe you. I started listening. I did. You know what? Did they have a review on that? I'm going to just back it up if they did not. And I didn't make it up in my head, but I'm here.
Just wanted to warn people that I watched it so you didn't have to. And it's pretty bad. It's really, it's pretty terrible, guys. But you know, hey, it is this summertime movie. Sometimes the first movie is kind of good, but also mid and has, you know, and they decide that, well, it made enough money. We're going to make at least 1 to 2 more. Yay.
Oh, I love summertime horror films. I love that it's hot outside. So whether it's a summertime film or some old bullshit in the background, I'm about to put it on because, you know, once again, the room's on fire and I'm just here to stuff my eyeballs full of entertainment. Let's ride.
Yes. But yeah, that's pretty much Deep Blue Sea. They make it. They go home. I want to just shout out to the dramatic music. There are so many points where the music is over the top. Like when the shark wrangler Carter is wrangling a shark with Samuel Jackson, like, hey, whoa. The music that is involved in that is, it's like the strings, it is tense all for it to not be anything. And that happens often. The tense ass music just comes around and it could be something happening or not. Just very tense. I was like, this music is, and the celebratory music was always very dramatic, like da-da-da-da-do, yeah. And I'm like,
yes,
there are still sharks whooping y'all ass. Do y'all know that?
Fucking what?
Celebration music.
And I'm here for it. This movie didn't need to be 2 hours long. It wasn't 2 hours long. It was 1 hour and 45, but it really, like I said, needed to be like 1 hour 15, 1 hour 20. I still think it could have remained as chaotic as it was because there's always going to be a place in my heart for the 99-2000s. Been there, always will be there, period. I would have changed plus or minus a few things about the film, but fuck it, man, we here. Fuck it, we ball. And like I said, I'm ready to see the next two movies and chop it up with my nigga Jazz about it because... I don't know if I would recommend this film or not. If you're looking for some just good old fun and random bullshit to throw on in the background, girl, I guess. If you're getting your hair braided, bitch, and you're looking for a movie to throw on, girl, I guess.
It's a great hair braiding movie.
Yeah, it is. I mean, 1 hour and 45 is gone. 5 more hours to go. Like, I really just, time is what? A joke. It's like, I feel like this movie used to come on USA and TNT often.
It used to come on TV all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Well, there you go. And it's a good creature feature. Like if you're looking for, because, you know, here's the real thing. When you get to like the shark films and the alligator films and all the aquatic feature films, like they're all going to roughly give you like the same kind of storyline. I like that this one was a little bit different. It wasn't like someone went to the beach and had a shark whoop your ass. Like people were at work and they were doing experiments. And of course, too much science did a thing. And now the sharks is whooping your ass. It's a little different. You know, I like a shark tale, just like Jazz said. I like when the shark comes up and it's the Christmas time, like we talked about before. And now the shark took your knees out because it's got a, you know, a lollipop for candy cane, for a unicorn horn because it's a narwhal shark somehow. I don't know. God. But the narwhal shark is not real. It's a narwhal whale, but that morphed into a shark because Santa Jaws. But Deep Blue Sea, y'all, if you want to check it out, go ahead and do that. If this is a fave for you and you go up for that, please let us know. If you actually have other recommendations for shark films we have not seen and have not covered, oh my gosh, please tell us. You can email us at grltspod@gmail.com. You can pull up on our social media handles, which is Girl That's Scary with the @ in the front, and that's on Instagram and on the Twitter machine. And really, if you just went to Google because you didn't remember shit that I just said, that's okay. You could throw in Girl That's Scary. It'll pop up our website, which is www.girlthatscary.com. And it literally got the link to all these things. It has a link to that Patreon because we are here thanks to our Patreon folks, because without y'all, there wouldn't be no me. And that's why I'm gonna ride for you forevermore. I'm banned from singing Bow Wow songs, so I brought it back.
You have one.
I want to thank you. Not the countdown, bitch. But calling up your local stations day after day to play my song.
You have 30 seconds left.
Ooh, okay, so anyways. If it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be no us. And that's why we go rock you forevermore. Shout out to the Patreon supporters. We really appreciate y'all. Five stars to five star chicks. Shout out to you to just press a play on us, just listening. We really appreciate all the converts, all the feedback, all the everything. Like, damn, this shit is crazy every fucking day. And we ready to keep taking this shit to the top.
Yeah, the world is wild, y'all.
Thank you.
And rate us five stars for five star chicks. Five star chicks. Also, pull up on our Patreon at www.patreon.com/girl that's scary. But yeah, pull up on us, y'all. And until next time, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dread Podcast Network.
Calling all coffee drinkers. If you've been trying to enhance your daily coffee routine, then Quest has got your back with their brand new iced coffees. Now available in two delightfully delicious flavors that'll be sure to add an extra pep in your step. Vanilla latte and mocha latte. Quest has been on a mission to help fuel you with protein-forward foods you'll love. Each bottle of Quest iced coffee is packed with 200 milligrams of caffeine, the same amount as 2 cups of regular coffee, plus 10 grams of protein per serving to help you supercharge your day. And did I mention that they only contain 1 gram of sugar? It might just be time to cheat on your iced coffee with iced coffee. Find Quest iced coffees on Amazon.com/Quest Nutrition. That's Amazon.com/Quest Nutrition.